Monster. A common word on Nexus. A word that sent me to the darkest corners of our world, fighting the gods' abortions. Today, it sent me to a beautiful meadow, standing in front of a small girl. I watch as the girl drinks water from the river in the center of the meadow. The girl was a Valian, a race of feral beasts, descendants from lycans of old. It's been a month since I killed the girl's father in the Wendigo Mountains. Instinctively, Valians are bred to follow strength. When I killed her father, her life was in my hands. For her following me, it wasn't a choice. No, it was something else. The child's nose twitches at a unique stench that engulfs the air. I smell it too. The intoxicatingly euphoric stench of magic. A red-eyed raven lands on a branch just a few yards away. I graze my hand over my hilt, stepping in front of the child, shielding her from what's to come. From the shadows of the forest comes a woman like an eerie whisper, cloaked in a black and weathered robe. An army of scars canvas her face as her jade eyes and silver hair bathe in the light seeping through the trees. Her name was Syra, and she was from the Court of Dread, a group of five sisters, monster hunters knighted by the Emperor himself to cleanse the world of its unholy creatures. Although a knight by title, Syra specialized in the arts of unholy sorcery. Dark magic. She raises her nimble finger to the child behind me.
That thing behind you, why is it still alive?
I pierce her gaze with protective intent.
Ah, I see.
A small lavender flame ignites at the tip of her index finger, dancing in the breeze.
Are you impeding me in my duties?
I shift my stance. Ready. She raises her head to the sky, irritation simmering from my unmoved demeanor.
You know, my sisters and I have been watching you for quite some time, Hunter. It must be hard for you, being the last of your kind. Yes, I know who you are. I know of your realm to the east, meaning I know of the oath you took. The one you will surely break if you continue protecting that little beast any longer. That thing you're protecting isn't just a Valian hunter. It's the offspring of one of their chiefs, meaning her very existence gives the Valian strength. And where there's strength, there's war. And war, Hunter, is something the Court of Dread cannot allow. Now, I ask you again, are you impeding me in my duties?
I draw my blade. The Valiant girl takes cover behind a rock adjacent to us.
All right, I'll make you a deal.
Syra gently pulls down her robe, revealing a legion of scars dancing through her body.
Let's have a bout. A dance, if you will, though I never cared much for it. I never had the luxury of going to balls like all the other girls. No. I was too busy being flogged by father for freeing the helpless little animals he would catch in his snares. So, we'll make it a quick one. If, during this bout, you manage to add one more scar to my canvas, I'll let you and the beast go.
Her entire hand ignites in the lavender flame.
If not, get to kill you both where you stand.
I walk to the center of the meadow, away from the girl. I nod in agreement to the witch's game.
Very well.
She hurls a barrage of flame blast towards me. I swiftly dodge the inferno. I leap forward, closing the distance. She expels a beam of dark matter. I defend with my blade, gripping my hilt with both hands. As the force pushes me back, I quickly shift my stance, shooting the beam back to her. Syra conjures a powerful wall of ice that eats the blast. The shards form into a tempest as she uses them to summon a giant ice behemoth. The behemoth swings its cold gloved hands. I dodge its blows, dancing with the wind like an elegant storm. My eyes spot the behemoth's dark core, a weak point linking the summon to its master. I impale the summon's dark core with my blade, twisting my hilt. The behemoth shatters. I charge my blade, swinging with the wind, shooting the shards back to her. Syra projects a force field that evaporates the shards into snow. Concealed in the mist, I leap before her, closing my eyes. Blade drawn, I stand before the mage. She stares at me with widened eyes, stunned. I turn around, walking back to the valiant child. The child creeps from behind the rock, grabbing my hand. Syra watches as a piece of her hair falls from her head into her battered hands. A gift of mercy from my blade. Backs to Syra, we walk away. The valiant girl looks up at me, vulnerable and assured. A bolt of lightning pierces through the girl's heart. I quickly turn around, seeing Syra's fingers sizzle from her bolt. A sinister grin plasters her face. At the snap of her finger, she vanishes in the breeze. I drop to my knees, cradling the child as I watch the life slowly leave her body. I keep asking myself, why? Why I spared this child? Why I broke my solemn oath to rid Nexus of its darkness and malignant spawn? But in this child's lifeless eyes, I saw it. The cruel joke. Protecting her wasn't a choice. No. It was something else. I never chose this life. No. I never chose to be human.